Welcome back to another Productivity Like a Pro podcast episode that we, as usual, recording live with our dear members. And today we will tackle a member question that came up in the community. So Brad was asking, any way to get you to take us through the flow of how you use pending and processing tags when you are taking digital notes? I understand the concept and the value it provides, but need maybe a quick walkthrough of where in the process you classify your notes. Would this be more around notes that flow into your inbox, or maybe a transitional tag from shallow to deep thinking? Possible notes stay in pending in some cases for a long time. Thanks, Brad. Well, Brad, this triggered a lot in our heads when we read through this question. Because I think there's enough for a whole episode to talk about this, as this addresses processing notes. And that's a topic we cannot stop talking over and over again, because it's so important that we get across the concept behind this. And you mentioned now pending tags versus processing tags and things like that. Paco, I don't know where we really defined that you should use pending or processing tags. I think that's not something that we really teach as a part of the ICO methodology, but it was certainly something that might have appeared. Maybe in the meantime, Brad, you could let us know in the chat where you came up with this. Other than that, I think it's important to tackle the question about an inbox and having several note-taking apps and how to stay in control. Oh, well, it was referred in workflow 4 on one of the bullets. Okay, we will double check this so we are sure that that we have the things up to date. Thanks for the heads up. But anyway, it doesn't change anything, because using pending and processing tags is one of the many ways you can stay in control of what needs to be processed. And you also mentioned the inbox already yourself, and that's the main processing area that you have in all the different tools. So it doesn't matter how many note-taking apps you have, as long as you have an inbox, you could process this inbox. Now, like HaptaBase, you don't have an inbox there. And I think that's what he's maybe referring to, because we mentioned that, or actually Paco mentioned, that he uses the hashtag pending and processing in HaptaBase in order to create a kind of an inbox so he can stay on top of what was processed and what was not.
As you have just said, Brad, in your comment, this refers for me to the inbox approach, okay? Because for me, everything that needs to be processed lives in an inbox, and everything that it's processed is out of the inbox. So that's for me the best approach. And that's why we were asking for an inbox in HaptaBase, okay, and to the people, the software developers in that company, because for us it's something essential, because you need to know if something needs to be done with a thing that you have just written down, or you can forget about it. And well, the moment that you make a search, then it will emerge, okay, based on how you store it. So for me, as I said at the beginning, the most important thing is having the overall picture of how the system, the note-taking system, should work. And based on that, depending on the tool that you are using or how you feel comfortable with, because also it depends on the situations that you are facing. We think that with the 6 workflows that we have described, most of the busy professionals are covered. At least nobody said that we were missing a workflow that they were facing on a daily basis, okay? And then based on that, for me, I will say if it's something related to an action item, for instance, the note that you take should be linked to that action item. That's why we say, for instance, that whenever something you come in, for instance, a meeting, is it related to a project or a task, that's the action item, then link to it, okay? Don't leave it in some random meeting notes folder where all the meeting notes are store there without any context. If it's a thought that you have yet thought about, well, in that case, the workflow is totally different. It has nothing to do, okay? Because all those thoughts should go to an inbox, and then you start processing little by little, item by item, based on a routine that you have previously created, okay? A routine is a process that you are executing in the frequency that you may consider, okay? For instance, you can have a routine that you execute daily that goes to your inbox, and then you decide what needs to be done. The point is, in my case, and what we recommend, the less steps you take, the better, okay? The faster will be. So if it's a thought that it's related, it's an action, okay? It's an action, it's something that you need to do. The easiest way and the fastest way to process that thought, okay, that it's an action, it's not a thought, it's something that you need to do, will be to store it in the action system. What we say, anyway, is that sometimes it's much better to store everything that comes to your mind in your note-taking app or your PKing system in an inbox, and then you start processing. Why do we say that? Because we consider that the moment that you start processing little by little each item, you perfectly store the thought that it's an action in this case in the right place and in the right way, okay? Because, for instance, imagine that it's an action that you want some other team member needs to be done. Then you create it in your project management directly. And I'm pretty sure that at that moment, if you combine the capturing process with the storing process at that moment, I consider that maybe you are missing information. And then you will go into a back and forth process where recipient, okay, the people that you assign that task won't understand the meaning of that action. And then you are wasting your time. The moment that you store that in an inbox and then you process it calmly and you create properly the action in your project management system, then it's less probable, okay? The probability of creating a task that generates a conflict, okay? You're reducing it. And that's why we use that note-taking and PKM system as an intermediate tool, okay? It's something, a step that you put in the middle because you calmly capture, because usually the note-taking app that you are using, it should be good at capturing thoughts, okay? Capturing anything that comes to your mind at any moment, okay? You capture it, you forget about it, you keep doing the thing that you were doing, and then later on, calmly, okay, you start processing and developing those thoughts or creating the actions based on the thoughts that you have written down. And that's the main process. And that's how we differentiate between things that need to be processed in comparison with things that you have already processed. And I think that describes perfectly maybe the misunderstanding that you were talking about tagging between pending and process the different thoughts.
Yeah. So Brett answered already, but I will just sum up what you've been describing. Okay. So in general, you go to a meeting and you take notes. Where do you take notes? In a paper notebook, for example. So it ends for many people exactly at this place. They take notes, they go to the next meeting, they take notes, they go to the next meeting, and then you have scattered information that you created because nothing is done with this information. And that's why we say I-Core is where information meets action, because we always force with our methodology and the workflows that you learn in the I-Core journey that you need to process this information. So it makes sense. Either it ends up in the final destination, your single source of truth, where this information becomes relevant for future actions, or you convert it into action items. And what Paco mentioned with writing down the actions directly in the system. So there are two ways. There are either information that you discuss in a meeting with the team that makes sense to write it down directly at the task or update the task, change the title, whatever. And then there information where you have the feeling this need to be thought further. So you will take a note for later on. So what we say, and that's the essential thing to get back to your initial question with the tags, right, is that you need to have a system in place that forces you to process your information later on. So this is what Paco already mentioned, are the routines that you set in place, that you learn in the Task Management Liga Pro course as well, that you have daily routines where you process your inboxes. So what we mean by this, let's stay at the paper notebook. You make new notes. Now you could add a post-it to all the pages where you added new notes. Then you have a routine that is just saying, now process all the information in my paper notebook that has a post-it. So that's your routine that is on your calendar. It's a time block where you process through your paper notebook. So now you can see the post-its. It's easy to find in the paper notebook now the pages with the information that needs to be processed. And when we mean processing is then to decide, should this move into an action system? Should this stay where it is? Should it be refined and placed in a difference between shallow thinking and deep thinking? That's all the things that you also mentioned, Brad. But this is part of this routine processing it. Now, let's go to the digital world. These post-its that you have in this paper notebook can be tags. So that's what you mentioned, pending processed. So it could be just one tag called needs to be processed or whatever. Let's say pending, okay? It's a tag pending. So this means I do nothing different than taking notes. I add the tag pending pending, and then I can filter all my notes by the tag pending and immediately see all the things that I need to process. So you're creating an inbox. It's nothing different than having an inbox where you have all the unprocessed information. And as Paco mentioned, as I said here in our lesson, we say it's a tip for manual users. Maybe that's a bit misleading. It's actually a tip for applications that don't provide inboxes. For example, Apple Notes. So many people are using Apple Notes, especially for handwritten notes. So you can very quickly write down a hashtag pending because it recognizes your handwriting and converts it automatically in a tag. So therefore, you're creating an inbox in Apple Notes, which usually has no inbox on its own. Paco mentioned as an example in Haptabase that he used a processed hashtag in order, again, to identify the notes that are not touched yet. They were just captured, but nothing else was done with these notes. And it is so, and this allows you to have as many note-taking apps as you like, because you stay in control of the information that you haven't processed. Key is, it won't work if you don't have a routine to process all these notes. It will just fill up with information. Then the only thing is that you can search for stuff later on, but it never was processed. So when you go through the iCore journey, you see many places where this comes up, the principle. Same is for the idea incubator and the project management like a pro course. There we collect, we just capture ideas, but it is a specific place where this is stored and how it can be processed later on and it doesn't get lost. And we saw so many idea lists that are created and they are never processed. It's a pile of even duplicated ideas because they are not processed over and over again. And that's the thing, most people are just capturing information due to FOMO, fear of missing out, and then not processing this. And therefore, the anxiety increases with the overload of information they captured. And this is where people end up stopping taking notes completely. That was my situation, actually. I was taking notes in corporate in the beginning. It's more than 10 years ago. I was taking notes. Then I had different notebooks where I tried to split the information and all these things. And I stopped then taking notes completely because I knew I wouldn't find it later on anyway when I need it. So I will look up for the information later on. And then the study from Asana confirmed this, that they showed that 60% of the workday, people are searching for information. And this is exactly the reason, because people capture information, then there is information overload, and then it's hard to retrieve the information in this pile of information that was collected. Again, that's another reason why we also use several note-taking apps. People say, man, why do you use Haptabase and Tana, and maybe even Apple Notes and so on? This only works if you clearly define what you're using these tools for. And the advantage that comes out of this is that you are diversifying the information. So Tana is our shallow thinking system where it's so fast to capture information, so fast to organize the information as well and to process the inboxes. But it is not there for the deep thinking process when you need visual thinking, long form text and things like that. Therefore, the information we have in our shallow thinking system, like also the reader from Readwise, the Read Later app and many others, whenever you store URLs, and so these are all shallow thinking systems. These are then consolidated the moment you need to create something more in depth. Then you look into your shallow thinking system. There's already something pre-processed. Now you can even further distill it and move it into your deep thinking system. In our case, it's then Haptabase. And therefore, there's not much information in Haptabase. Everything is already refined. So therefore, finding information in Haptabase is fast. Whenever we look up something in Haptabase, it's already usually a finished piece of content or things like that, and not just capturing for the sake of it. So I hope this gives a deeper understanding. And Brett was saying now, I've jumped on the Tana train for my... Yeah, Paco?
No, go ahead. Read it. And
Brett said, I've jumped on the Tana train for my... Brett said, I've jumped on the Tana train for my shallow thinking and working through Haptabase. Loving the visual deep thinking for pulling together my thoughts. So I have the inbox process and follow the thinking that I then take action from. They are based on where it goes. Tana capture is pretty damn good at the quick capture. So I'm in line with where you are at, Paco. Great. That's exactly what we said. But it's key to understand the difference is that it doesn't end there.
Yeah, the point, I think that's why we've distilled, okay, the iCore methodology to define pretty well and pretty straightforward the different steps and different stages, okay? Because I think that People get confused about input and control. They understand that capturing is the exact same thing as storing, okay? And here, that's why we created the concept. Well, we didn't create it, but we define it pretty well-defined, the concept of single source of truth, because one thing is capturing something, and another thing is storing it in the final destination, okay? The place that it should leave, okay? That's the thing. And that's what control does, okay? Because the problem is that when you get used to this workflow, at the same time that you are capturing, sometimes you are storing directly in the single source of truth, okay? The final destination of that information. Then the workflow goes really fast, and that's how people get confused. There has nothing to do between capturing and storing, okay? The point is that, obviously, the moment that you are capturing something and you are storing it in a tool, you think that it's already stored, and maybe it is, or maybe it's not. And there's how everything gets confused, okay? That's why it's pretty important and crucial and essential, I would say, to differentiate these stages and concepts, okay? One thing is input, is the first stage in ICOR, and another thing is control, okay? That is the second stage in ICOR. And if you separate them, no, don't worry that in the future, the moment that you feel comfortable, you don't get confused at all between the applications. Because, for instance, talking about input, well, I would say I need tools that are really good and awesome talking about capturing things. In my case, a quick tip, okay? Differentiating between information and action, that those are the two worlds that ICOR merges and combines. For instance, whenever something comes to your mind and it's information, you can store it in TANA, for instance, using TANA Capture. As Brad has just said, it's amazing how it works. You can capture any type of content without any problem, and it goes directly to an inbox that you can process later on desktop, okay? Because that's important also about a capturing tool that no matter the device, you can capture anything at any moment, okay? And then what to do about the action, the world of action? Well, then Todoist, it's an amazing capturing tool for action items, and it also has an inbox implemented on the tool. So you can perfectly use those tools as an initial step, talking about the first stage in ICOR, that is input, okay? Input equals capturing, okay? And then you can quickly capture, and then, as Tom has just said, you create a routine to process, okay? Because maybe that's the single source of truth, okay? The final destination of that capture item or not, okay? Usually it's not, but it could be, okay? And then when you get, well, proficiency or pretty good at productivity and you have a perfectly system, productivity system end to end, then you can do things like start capturing and directly in the single source of truth, okay? The final destination. Although we don't recommend that because it's pretty easy. When I want to capture, you quickly think information, action, information goes to TANA, action goes to Todoist. It doesn't have to be those tools, okay? I'm just referring to two tools that I consider that are really good at capturing, and no matter the device, okay? You can use it on an iPad, on an iPhone, on desktop, because, for instance, you're in a meeting and an action appears or a message or pop up. Well, you can capture quickly in Todoist, and later on you will distill it, okay? And you decide, well, who's the assignee of this task, or I want to add more context, or what's the name of this task? Well, many things that calmly, just taking 5 minutes instead of 5 seconds or milliseconds, okay, it's enough to create a proper item in the single source of truth, okay, the final destination, that it can be your PKM system if it's something personal, your task management system if it's an action that it's related to your personal action system, or you can create it in the project management system if it's something that is related to your team. So I think that the moment that you have crystal clear this input stage, this control stage, and the concept of single source of truth, then you perfectly understand the workflow that you need to follow. And for instance, what Brad has just said, I can capture, for instance. Also, you don't need to use all the tools with all the features, okay? For instance, you can only use TANA as a capturing tool. It's something that puts something in an inbox and then you process it, and then you use this as the starting point of everything, and then you start creating and processing that inbox and creating the final items, okay, that you should polish, because I'm convinced that the moment that you put this intermediate step, that is not an intermediate, it's a necessary step to filter the information, whatever, because whenever I don't process, for instance, for circumstances, I don't process my inboxes for, let's say, a couple of days, the moment that I start processing my inbox, I see that I have captured stupid things, okay? Things that I can forget, that the process is just archive it and that's it. It's a stupid thing. It was something pretty life-changing the moment you capture it, and something totally stupid the moment that you start processing. So that intermediate step of calmly analyzing the information you have captured and everything, well, I think that, first off, reduce the anxiety of FOMO, as Tom had just said. You don't miss anything. You capture everything, okay? And then you start processing and really cleaning up all the clutter that you have previously stored. So at the end, your final destinations, okay, the real, okay, final tools, we would say, that it could be exactly the same, okay? You can capture, and that's the exact same tool for your final destination, okay? For instance, I process many things that I have captured in Tana, and the final source of truth is Tana in another place, okay? Not in the inbox, but in the same tool. But as you can see, it's important, the concepts and the workflow behind, because the moment that you understand these things, input, output, and single source of truth, then everything, I think, that becomes crystal clear about how you can use the tool, how you can take the best out of any tool, and the normal process, okay? Because I think that is pretty common sense, what we have just described. It's something that is pretty easy and straightforward to implement, and it's a way of avoiding, well, all the risky things, because, for instance, there's the FOMO, but also you can miss something important, okay, that because you don't have a proper capturing system, okay, that is related to the input stage, you miss many things that you got to do, an amazing idea that it was, I don't know, a strategy for your company, a new product, whatever. So the moment that you have confidence and you trust on your capturing tools is the moment that you get relaxed, and a lot of anxiety disappears. And also exactly the same, the moment that you enjoy the processing stage, what we call control, okay, it's amazing because you get rid of all the noise, but also you polish all the things that you have captured, so the final items are much better. And I think that that's pretty important, not only referring to how you create an item for your team, but also for yourself. The moment, the way you develop your thinking, the way that you really store well the things and polish the things and create additional information, because the moment that it's in the final source of truth, forget about it. It's already done. So the moment that you create a search, you need to to find the thing that you are expecting at that moment. And that's why we say that just dedicating 2-3 minutes to process the item is worth it, because in the future, you avoid wasting time searching items. And second, the moment that you find or retrieve that item, you got all the information, okay, with the context, with everything that makes that information useful or that action useful, so you can complete it. Because if not, then it begins all the back and forth, the waste of time, and all the negative things that it usually happens the moment that you don't have a productivity system in place with the right workflows. And that's what I think.
And it's on something that we see now many more times in our inner circle cohort, where we only have 6 members per month, where we have direct coaching sessions. And there we saw exactly this appearing, that people are so tempted to get Tana and Heptabase and all these things, but we force the things to remove as many apps as possible, to reduce the tool stack as much as possible. So in the inner circle cohort, we start with creating the ICO framework. So our members show us their tool stack, and then we already identify redundancies and things like that. So, and then we force the things to really reduce to a minimum, where we also say, if you are not so tech savvy and you don't know about databases and all this, then, and you have to decide between Tana, between Tana and Heptabase, well, then we say, use Heptabase and use it as a max, even that you have a friction with capturing, because Heptabase is not good in capturing information. However, we had one of our inner circle members, he has client work, so he's driving to clients, and then he has to make quick notes in the car and then drives further. There, for example, he perfectly can use Tana Capture and just leverage the inbox. So we removed his anxiety that he needs to learn the whole Tana system and how to organize and control the information. Instead of that, we are using Tana superpower with the quick capture, and this gets then processed into Heptabase. And people who are more advanced in all the combination of the different tools, they say, oh, why should you use this? Or, you know, I would just use Tana and so on. Yeah, well, that's great if it works for you. But if you're starting out, if you're overwhelmed, you already have scattered information, you tested all the shiny objects that people tell you on YouTube are the best note-taking apps, then this is where we stop and we force the things to learn the tool-agnostic workflows first, to understand what's the difference of capturing and input and control. control, as Paco just explained. What is an inbox? Why should you have routines? This is all about getting into control of what you are collecting every day and then processing later on. For busy professionals, we are not for knowledge workers, students. It's for busy professionals. We have no time as busy professionals. We need to be as efficient as possible with processing information and finding information. And therefore, this is essential to have these routines in place. Otherwise, you're just filling up information. You kill the tool, you go to the next tool, you start from scratch. So this all becomes a mess.
And I would like to, because I'm a little, and I love it. People know that I love it, but I'm a little fed up that it seems that only Tana exists. And yeah, it's a tool that it has appeared 2 years ago. I think it was in 2022. It's a tool that it's still on beta, okay? People need to receive an invitation and things like that. And this is a workflow that can be perfectly implemented in many tools. For instance, going to the simple and so criticized Apple Notes, it has an inbox. You can write things down there. It works perfectly, no matter the device, obviously, Apple devices, okay? But it's a tool and a workflow that you can use as an intermediate tool to capture the things. And then you process, and then if you want to take advantages of real PKM system, because Apple Notes, it's a note-taking app, it's not a PKM, although you can do many things, okay? I don't want to get into the rabbit hole of, well, you can do anything. No, man, there are tools for certain things, and I consider that Apple Notes is not a PKM such as Eptabase, for instance. But then you use it, Apple Notes, you create everything there, it's quick, it's fast, it's amazing, simple, you don't need to know anything about technical features, and then you process calmly and you go to whatever your PKM system is. Maybe it's Notion, it's Eptabase, it's whatever you may consider that you feel comfortable with. The point is separating in your brain those workflows, processes, and concepts, because the moment that you get used to them is when you access the pro level, okay? Then you can combine everything, and you know when you can go directly to the single source of truth application, or maybe you consider that it's much better to use an intermediate tool that you then process. Then is when you have created the routine. Well, when you have your productivity system end to end, that's why we call it end to end, because it takes from input until the end of the ICOR methodology, that it's well refined, that it's even well creating all the improvement in your productivity system. The moment that you have that in place, okay, that you cover all the things from information to action, process and complete the tasks and projects that allows you to achieve your goals, then you can start doing all those jumps, because it becomes second nature, because you understand and you say, man, I can go through this shorter way without any problem. And then you do that. But at the beginning, it's really important to feel comfortable with this simplicity. That's what we try to make things simple, so that you can go step by step, little by little, understanding all these things. Because the moment that you also understand these different workflows stages, is the moment that you can quickly understand if you need to change a tool, if you can choose a tool for a certain and a specific use case, okay? They say, well, but for images, for capturing images, I'm going to use this tool because it's amazing just for capturing images, but you have understood the overall picture, okay? That bird's eye view that you need over your productivity system, and then you start polishing and polishing and polishing, and that's why maybe you can end up with a tool stack much more complex, talking about the number of tools, but as you have crystal clear the concept, the workflow, you know when to use each tool, and you are using the strength of each tool without any problem. But at the beginning, as Tom has just said, start simple, understand these stages, feel comfortable, and the moment that you feel the friction points, the painful things you are missing, then you start looking for alternatives. But your approach to the searching process of a tool is totally different. You know, it's not something shiny. No, you know perfectly what you are missing. You know perfectly what you are looking for. And obviously, the moment that you find out that tool, is the moment that you can start using it without any friction, and it works. And that's the thing.
Yeah, I just want to add here as well that Apple Notes is one example, but also Evernote. Evernote is something that we killed many times, this elephant, right? Because it kept dying for so many people. The thing is, when people search for Evernote alternatives, what comes up? Notion. At least back in the time, there was Evernote versus Notion and things like that. And this shows a misunderstanding of what you use these tools for. So instead of killing one tool, completely and switch to another tool. Let's stay with Evernote and Notion, okay? So people were used to Evernote. Now they go to Notion. What is the first thing they suffer? Is the capturing. In Evernote, I multi-device, cross-device, easy access to my notes, easy capturing of any type of information, searching for PDF content, even handwritten PDF content, all these things. And you go then to Notion and this is gone. And you just implement something that somebody on YouTube told you that this template works best with Notion. You try to adapt this while in the meantime, you killed your whole work life, workflows in your life that you already had in place in Evernote, even you haven't been happy with it. But now it's worse because you moved over, you stopped using Evernote from one day to another. So either leave a transition phase and use the tools in parallel, or the capturing process in Evernote, as it is so easy to capture things and process them then into Notion. I kept Evernote for so long to store my PDF documents in there, the invoices, because until now, there is no other note-taking app that allows me to easily scan documents via a proper scanner into my note-taking app and then retrieve it by simple search. That's just not there yet. But therefore, it was already just this specific workflow that I kept there. And this is what you guys learn in the iCore journey in the Automation Like a Pro course, which is the refined part of iCore, the R, where you lay out your work streams, your business workflows and processes, tool agnostic, to understand what is it that you actually do every day. Because it's something we won't tell you what you need to do every day in order or to force you to work a certain way every day, just so you are able to use the same tool as we are using in the way that we are using it. That's why when people look at our iCore framework that you can look up on our website and they see all these fancy tools that we are using, this is not even all the tools that we are using, to not overwhelm you guys and not giving you anxiety. Oh man, they are using so many tools. They are so efficient with this. No, this is refined over years. So we went through the whole iCore process and we are constantly in the refine phase and we are always trying to kill the tools that we are using with new shiny things that we see. But we have our process in place in order to review this, to test this without destroying our own system. So one last word here. When you do the iCore framework, that's the first thing that you do in the membership, laying out your tools on the iCore framework. You learn about core apps and satellite apps. Realize what are really your core apps. If you kill an app and your business stops working or certain processes stop working, then don't change them easily. Keep them and think about the processes, because usually the tools that you have in place already, they're already great. They just need to be used in the way that they were built for. And therefore, you have to understand your tool agnostic processes in order to leverage the tools that you use in the best way possible. I think we brought up many perspectives onto this thing, and it won't be the last time we are talking about inboxes and processing notes, because it's so important. There's also this saying between note taking and note making. This goes also into this direction. It's all about thinking about the information that you collected. And one last thing that I want to add here is I always say when I tried, before I even capture something, I ask myself, will it be easier later on to search this again on Google or whatever AI you're using nowadays? Or is it worth storing? Because many times, and write into the comments below if you're one of those, you rather start searching again on the web because you know you will find the answer faster than going to your PKM system and trying to find the information there. And then this is an indicator that you know your system is not running as intended. Okay, everybody, love you, the engagement, and we cannot wait to catch you up next week. Bring up the questions. Bye-bye.
See you guys.